At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Grown Dad Business. We are back in the dad quarters. Myself and Jason Clark.
Yep.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep.
There's more.
Yep.
What you guys are missing is I'm watching Jason prep for his intros, and he always does something different where he's like revving up his body, or I don't know what you're doing. Sometimes he looks into the air with an eyebrow like The Rock. And he's like, he poses and he gets ready. Oh yeah, put the mic above you like this.
My head. Do ya?
And you know when I do that, I always think of D-Generation X.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
D-Generation X proudly presents to you
the Road Dog Jesse James, badass Billy Gunn. Oh, I know it.
Oh man, The Rock,
dude,
he's on my list.
Most electrifying.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Hey guys.
Hi everyone.
Welcome to Grown Dad Business. I know. We start talking about wrestling. This is not a wrestling episode.
No.
We're sorry.
Which we could do one of those.
We could do one. Let's do it.
Not now.
We know plenty of dads that are in our age range that still really love wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, well, my age range,
we're talking about wrestling in the
intro. Well, just it's a quick hit.
Follow our hearts.
Can we
go
write
ahead.
This down that we want to do?
Yeah, like, yeah. No. Somebody please tell
first
us.
First of all, my wife's just like, if you do a wrestling episode. Because I remember when my wife and I got married, and again, we didn't know each other, but we got married, and Monday Night Raw, watching wrestling, and I watched wrestling, you know?
That's right, you said this, yeah.
And we were living in the apartment, and I just told this to you the other night, I think. I was talking to Collier about this.
Did you have
Sean's a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
And she walks out, and she goes, I can see the brain just dissolving in your head watching this bullshit. She goes, you're a much smarter man than what this is giving you credit for.
I'd imagine, like, people have stories where it's like you go into a marriage, and you get married, and you're like, oh, by the way, I'm a grown man who watches wrestling every week. And then all it would take is like for your wife to like walk through the room scantilazily sexy. I just made up words. Yeah. And then I'd be like, yeah, I don't like wrestling anymore. Goodbye. That's where I grew up.
Oh, that's like in Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston in The Breakup.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
All he wants to do is play like...
was he playing like Call of Duty or something?
No, he was playing San Andreas.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, sort
and she
of
just
like,
stands in front of him?
Well, because they were in the middle of a breakup, but they were sort of in this power struggle.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston completely was naked. That was after she went to the wax to get Telly Savalas from the... Oh, God. I love that part. But he's just like... It just... like tries to catch his attention and he stops, but the relationship was in trouble, so
it
was a whole thing. But
we
could do some wrestling stuff. I mean, I'll tease you.
Tell
Shawn Michaels spit right in my face.
That's a great story.
Spit right in my face.
Then we'll save it. Tweet us, message us, remind
wrestling,
us.
I know wrestling people and, like NASCAR fans.
Right.
They're the same
and
people.
Look, and Jason and I just talked for an hour about new episode ideas. We want to have fun things. If you want the dads to break down anything,
serious
hit us
too.
Up. Serious stuff,
got
too.
Some serious stuff coming.
You know what? We're getting into it now.
We're getting into it.
We're trying to Phil Donahue, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. We're
trying
like,
to
Phil Donahue.
But today, we're excited. My kids were excited.
Yeah.
It's a snow day.
Yeah, partial.
A little two-hour delay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk snow days. It's not going to be a serious one.
No.
Let's sled ride. Let's get excited. Yeah. Let's watch the news scroll.
For our friends in Japan, we'll break it down for you. We'll give you an understanding. What is that?
Snow in Japan, Jason.
I bet you they don't have snow days.
Yes, I bet you they don't.
No.
They're determined people.
I guess so.
I know they are.
Damn it.
Wait, are you allowed to... You're allowed to say good things about a people, about a group of people, right?
I think so.
But you're not allowed to say bad things. I know that.
I'm trying to grow.
I know, me too.
I'm trying to be better.
Let's go sled ride.
Yep.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver.
Hey, that's my dad's name.
And Jason Clark. Not my dad, but he's a cool dude. Rate and review.
Subscribe and share.
Grow
No Dad Business there in Paddock. Yay!
And Jason Clark.
Back to get super dope.
Boom! We're here. Grown Dad Business just in the dad
done,
quarters.
Just got done sled riding.
Do other countries have snow days?
I don't know.
That's got to be a thing.
You think?
Like, okay, Russia's not like, okay, everybody, you're not going to school today.
Yeah, no, I don't
no,
think they're going.
They're at school at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's what...
I guess
they're like, the tank will pick you up at 4 a.m.
That's sort of like a discussion of a thing that you're just like, well, that's what my environment tells me you do, so I just assume...
Sure.
Everybody does that. But I would say that
somebody
even
needs
like,
to tell us.
I would bet you that like you get up into Minnesota.
They do.
Like
do
they
I
mean
do
yeah. they shut down?
Yeah, I have friends.
Like they get
a
lot of snow. Like
I have
for them
are,
what we've experienced here, they're like
I have friends that are parents in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and yeah, they do have snow days.
But they just put chains on and roll.
They do.
Like they don't
they do.
Like what we do in Pennsylvania, what we do here in Pittsburgh is we plow in salt.
They do. I know
they
do not
they
salt
just,
in a lot of places
right.
in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Yeah.
They cinder.
Yeah.
They put black ground up cinder and coal.
Yeah. But then
or
they,
whatever.
But then they throw studs. They get their tires studded.
Yeah. Have you ever driven on that? Like cinders?
I've driven on studded tires.
Oh well, they actually it's almost like a rocky sand.
Yeah.
It on top of the layer of snow and ice mm-hmm. after they plowed. And it's really like you're driving on a gravel road.
Yeah.
A dirt road.
It's just creating traction.
That's all it is.
We're here.
And it works pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, here in Pennsylvania, we're dropping chemicals to melt the shit.
Right.
And then what do we deal with after that?
Ice.
Yeah. And then after that goes away.
It's been happening this year.
Oh, then we got potholes.
Well, because, yeah.
That's why in Pennsylvania,
right.
you can go to Ohio, West Virginia, you don't have street issues the way that we have potholes
right.
and all these different things.
Because the weather,
they
the
just
salt
don't
rips chemi- the asphalt
they
apart.
Yeah, they
right.
don't just do
this
the chemicals.
This is grown-up shit, Jason.
It's grown-up, break it down, molecules.
Well, you know what, though?
We talk about molecules, fool.
Well, think about the last year or two, how the weather's been so crazy, where it's like everything snows and freezes. And it's 20 degrees out, and then it's within a day it's
bro,
50 degrees.
Bro.
Everything
in
melts.
In the last 10 days in Pittsburgh,
1 degree all the way to 60 degrees.
All the way to 60 degrees.
Yep, everything melts.
Torrential downpour.
Yep,
torrential downpour. It rained for 12 hours,
and then 15 degrees.
Boom,
everything
bottomed out. In one
ice.
Day, we woke up and we started our day at 54
yep.
degrees. By 6 o'clock that
yep.
night, it was 27.
Yep,
what the.
What is going
what
on?
What is happening?
What is happening?
Are we deregulating so
are
much
we
shit?
What are we doing?
What are we?
I'm just trying to get on board with you.
How do we fix this? It's six.
It's six.
It's six. It's 6 degrees. It's 2 o'clock in the
tomorrow,
afternoon.
Tomorrow, 71. I don't even know if that's
no,
true.
It's not.
It's
kind of
16
you know
I mean.
Tomorrow. We live in an environment in Pittsburgh that if it's 25 degrees outside, we're like, I'm going to go to get the mail in my shorts.
Yeah, I know.
It's very nice out.
Hey, March 3rd, come see me record my 1-hour comedy special. I'm throwing out right in the beginning.
Let's get it. We'll pump it a couple times.
I'm just
I'm
going to
be there with you.
In the beginning, Jason will be hosting.
Nuts.
Featured by Sean Collier.
Crazy.
Carnegie Library Music Hall of Homestead, March 3rd. I'm recording a 1-hour comedy special. And it's big.
It's
going to be a big deal.
It's dope.
There's cameras everywhere.
Cameras.
I have a director of photography.
Do we have a makeup person? That's what I want to
yes.
know. Can I get makeup?
Yes.
Thank you. Not
there's
clown
be a
makeup.
Makeup person.
I want a little shine off my forehead.
No, there's going to be makeup person.
Oh,
and it's going to be
it?
One of my favorite people in
they
Pittsburgh.
They're going to tell me what to wear.
Maybe.
Shit.
No, yeah. Yeah.
But you know
all
me.
Depending on the backdrop.
But you
I know you're
going to
look amazing.
I mean,
I know your socks are going to be on point.
I'm going to do something
March
special.
3rd, you can get tickets at my website, growndadbusiness.com. That's the easiest way to
special
go.
Special taping socks. Melissa,
special
can I have a little bit extra
taping
in the,
socks.
And a little more in the sock budget? Can I get a little more in the sock budget for March so I can get some new socks?
You got plenty of sock money.
I got plenty of socks. She's like, pick a sock you haven't worn in 6 months.
The question is, though, are you going to bring any ham?
Oh, I'm bringing it. I'm bringing
I know
ham.
You got ham
Oh, I'm
money.
Bringing ham.
What are we talking about?
Hard as a what? That's
oh.
that kind of ham. That's
okay.
the kind of ham it's going to be that night.
It's going to be ham.
It's going to be ham.
Hard as a So all
right.
So we had so last night, by the way, how awesome now. Like when we were kids, we would have to wake up, stare at the news, and we'll get to that.
Let's just get to it.
Well, it was so great cuz now we get text messages.
Yeah.
We get text messages. So last night, I got a text, and we're sitting there having dinner. And, we're doing an after-dinner little, you know, just watching a movie or something. And I go, kids, I got good news and bad news. Bad news is school not canceled. They're like, oh. Then I'm like, good news, two-hour delay. Yeah.
It's a party.
Right? I know, it's like sleepover. They're like, we can stay up till midnight. And I'm like, no, wait, no.
Yeah, wait.
So my son goes, well, can we play in the snow in the morning? Because now we have our new house.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow.
Sled riding, you know. And I said, yeah, man. I said, if we're in time to go to school, sure.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's like, I'll set my alarm for 6 a.m. I was like, what?
What?
She was like, yeah. And I'm like, do not do that.
Yeah.
I was like, we are not waking up at 6 a.m. so you guys can put your boots on. I was like, not happening.
Yeah.
But that's what they want to do. And I'm like, I envy that. I'm like, you remember that?
Oh.
Like, I literally.
That feeling?
It'd be snowing out. It'd be 7:09 a.m. And I'd be like, time to sled ride.
There's so many emotional, like, the roller coaster of delays and cancellations.
You know how exciting it was?
And people would say to you, you don't want a cancellation because they got to make that up, right? I'm like, I don't care. I want today off. Like,
it was just such a good feeling.
Oh.
Like, where I grew up in the projects, so it was such a tight community. You know what I mean? Like, what I mean is, like, physical.
Everyone's coming out.
Dude, it would just be kids. You just see snow pants and sleds just pour out of the
sandwich houses.
Sandwich bags. Dude, by 8 a.m., dude, the couple hills that we had in our Praj, packed.
No one's like.
Packed with sleds.
Like, we were talking about bread bags.
Nah.
About bread bags?
Put your feet in bread bags. Does anyone else? Japan. I know we have a lot of listeners in Japan.
Holler at your boys.
Did you guys use bread bags?
Outside of Pittsburgh, is this a thing?
Do you put your feet
anywhere
in a plastic bag
Minnesota.
And then put them in your boots?
That's what we would do.
Yeah. Hey, Minnesota.
And then, do you, like, you would.
So take, your feet don't get wet.
Yeah. Mom would save bread bags.
Do you put rubber bands or masking tape?
Yeah. Yeah. Mom would save bread bags.
Or is it just because we were poor and had
bad boots?
Some cheap ass Hills
we had
boots.
Bad boots.
Yeah.
And then,
bro,
and then
you remember?
You knew instantly when your big toe busted through that bag.
Oh,
your whole foot.
One cold ass toe.
Just that one toe.
One cold ass toe.
I'm done.
That's true.
I'm going in.
That's
what happened?
So true.
What happened, Jay? I'm like. Busted a big toe through the town talk bag. Gotta go in. Gotta go in. Gotta time's up for me. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if anyone else,
busted.
If that's a Pittsburgh thing.
We would always have these cheap boots. They were always those like.
Green. I had those green plastic. They almost look like galoshes.
Oh, no. We
no
had,
insulation.
We had. My mom would get the Velcro ones. They still sell them today, but they're much better now.
We didn't have Velcro back in my
day. They were literally $8.99.
Yeah.
Like they were these. It was just like.
Cardboard wrapped in. Plastic
with a little foam on it.
It's so weird, right?
Like, and it's Velcro and they're garbage.
I never had growing up. I never had snow gear.
Oh,
it was all mixed and matched bullshit.
No.
Like, I wasn't a. I don't remember being out there like in jeans. Like, there was that one kid in the neighborhood. It was like sled riding in jeans. I'm like, oh, you're gonna be messed up.
No, you would wear your biggest pair of sweatpants or wind pants.
Couple different
over top.
Of other sweatpants.
Over top of maybe
long
another
johns.
Pair. Long johns.
Oh, God, I hate those things.
I hate them, too. They're so tight.
So, it just,
and then all your skin looks like it's in a waffle iron.
So weird. Like, so weird.
I don't like it.
And then I would, like,
plus,
mix match gloves.
You know why I don't like
I never
like
had an outfit. Like, I would see my friends.
You
be
did
like,
not have two gloves.
Two different gloves. Like, whatever it took. One was a mitten. Like, I could only throw,
whatever.
I could only make snowballs with one hand and throw them with the other because I had a mitten on.
Only one of your hands is articulated.
That's it. One mitten. One was a mitten and the other one was a glove. And then my buddy whose parents owned the dry cleaner in town, they had some cash. That dude was always like in a dress. He had the shit. Like, he was sweating. Like, he had such good gear on, looking good, and I'm over there with my.
I always remember just like by the time we were playing in the snow for hours and hours, I'd be like by the end I'd be sled riding in like four pairs of pants and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
because we'd get so sweaty.
I never lasted that long
running up and down the hill. You know,
yeah,
it would just be I'd be in a t-shirt with five pairs of pants on.
I never lasted long, man. I've always been an indoor kind of guy.
Dude, I
enjoyed the sled riding.
We would stay outside for
but I just,
hours.
Yeah, I just in the winter, I just was never down with it. Like, I just...
And then my whole face would hurt because of the cold.
Yeah.
Be all red.
Yeah.
My nose would be cold and red for two days.
Especially when I got older, I didn't want to deal with that mess.
I know. Isn't it funny now that as a parent, my kids go out and I'm like, yay, it's fun. Look how cute they are.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they're ready to come in, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I...
Peel them off.
We're laying whole comforters across the room or, you know, across the whole house.
Yeah.
Because we have hardwood floors all the way through.
I played... When my kids were at that age, I took one for the team. I was always out there with them and doing the different things. And Melissa always was waiting with Coco, and it was always fun. Yeah. I remember when they were little, and then JC took to skiing.
Mm.
Like JC took to extreme skiing.
Mm.
Like JC is the guy doing backflips off of jumps down a mountain. He won one competition and things like that. I never told you about that.
Really?
JC was he was something else. He really enjoyed it.
He was a really good skier.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing flips.
Off of rails.
Shut up.
Doing like the, what they call that, slope style?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew what you're talking about.
Yeah, JC was all about that.
Wait, like S game style?
Yeah.
With the short skis?
Because
a lot of those trick guys use the short ones.
No. He always had regular,
get out of here.
Yeah.
Jay!
I got some pretty cool pictures of him.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it, man.
That's really cool.
It was hard, though, because you wanted to go see him and be there, and you couldn't, because, like, it wasn't one of those deals where it's up on a mountain.
Oh,
like,
right.
I went skiing one time, and that I only fell once.
Oh, I went a couple times. And
I was
cheating
Jesus.
I've always had such bad knees.
I was cheating Jesus on that one. I'm like, nope, I'm not meant to be down.
Hey, little Firecat.
What's going on? This is my good friend here, little Firecat. Her fourth outfit since I've been here.
Yeah, my little daughter. She goes through many costume changes throughout the day.
That's a good one.
Now she went from
Minnie Mouse to Elsa.
Yeah,
and now it's just sort of she's kind of like a 1960s kind of vibe,
like
with the headband.
Yeah, a little
maybe she
one,
should be on Laugh-In.
Yeah, you're right. It
she
kind of
look like.
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn and Laugh-In. That's kind of what that reminds
me of. Well, my mom and my daughters, my mom does look like Goldie Hawn.
No?
That's who I compare her to.
Okay.
And my daughters look just like her.
All right.
So good call, Jay.
Yeah, there we go.
I did not know JC was an avid skier.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
He wanted a snowboard. He had a little snowboard, a little cheap plastic snowboard type of thing.
Yeah,
he did
it
in the backyard. And
hey, what's up?
What's up there, little fire cat?
Hold on. We might have to take an announcement. What happened? What happened?
Anna.
Did you go potty?
No.
Oh, you didn't go potty? I thought we were going to sing the potty song, and I thought you were really excited. What do you want to say to JC? You can't go potty.
I can't.
Okay, no one knows what you're saying. Oh, you changed. Okay. Well, everyone,
there
you did not get the exclusive potty song.
Breaking news. I thought it was breaking news.
I wrote an incredible potty celebration
maybe
song.
Maybe next time.
And maybe you get it next time.
Maybe next time. Yeah,
because it was going to be a little special treat. I was hoping.
We do like a ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. This just in.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a
little Firecat has an announcement.
Nope.
Nope.
Not today.
Sorry, don't need to edit that in, Ryan. We're good. don't need the theme music. This just in.
The Germans have invaded Poland. Right? Something like that.
Back to you, Don.
Yeah. 1937.
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah.
So I was excited.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this.
Yeah, let's talk about snow days.
I was excited that we get text messages now.
Yeah.
Because I was tortured. I think we all laughed about this because we were talking about with my wife.
My wife. Your wife.
We were laughing about how all of our schools growing up was such – we all thought it was a pain to see it on the news because you would have to wait and – and
it was a scroll.
Yeah, it would scroll, and it does all of the schools in order.
Alphabetical order.
And this is because we have no idea if other countries that listen know what we're talking about.
Right.
So the news would tell you if your local school was a two-hour delay or closed. Well, I went to Steel Valley.
Yeah.
And
your frustration definitely takes the cake because of the Catholics.
Dude, because of the Catholics. No, because my school was directly after all of the
saints'
schools.
St. Aloysius,
yes.
St. Mark's,
no,
St.
No.
Joseph.
Oh, you're giving way too much. It would be like St. Aloysius.
Oh, yeah.
St. Andrew.
St. Bart's.
It'd be like St. Yeah. B. St. Barry.
Yeah.
St. Bartholomew. St. Beelzebub. Okay, yep. That would be a weird church if they named it after a demon.
St.
Okay.
Yeah.
St. Like, it would be so many B's.
Yeah, so many.
And then what would happen? Here's what would happen. I'd be watching it, and they'd be like, St. Catherine's. And I'd be like, oh, I can go over here and go get a bowl of cereal real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can take a sip of my drink in the morning, right? And you would literally look away for 9 seconds, and it would have went from St. Catherine's all the way to Westmoreland County. You're like, what the? How did I miss?
Yeah.
What it?
Yeah.
And it would. I'd always miss it. Because I would get so tired of reading the saints.
Yeah, yep. And then you said, and then your wife was like, she went to a W school,
yes.
So that's the end of the alphabet.
Yep.
And that's a tricky one. My school was an N, and it never failed. How many times you'd be watching, and be like, here we go.
Yep.
Got through the M's, Mount Pleasant. Here we go. Yep. Here it comes. Northgate. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, right.
Commercial. And they
really?
Never back in the day.
They would restart it.
They restarted.
That's right.
Or no. They basically
it would
kept
keep
running. So when it came back from commercial,
it'd be on W
and start
That's
all over again
right.
and be like, what the? Because there was text
That's so
messaging.
Funny, dude.
No one's calling our house. There were no phone trees. Like, no one gave a shit. You watched the news. You had three channels, folks. Let's understand. We know we're not being ageist, but we are talking about the fact that I'm 43 years old and we had three channels.
What?
I had three channels growing
Jason,
up.
Jason, I thought 43. You were.
No, I know I look good. I know I look good.
You're
I know I look good,
Jason,
and
you know
I look
how I
young.
Feel. You're a good-looking gentleman.
A lot of creams.
Lotion.
Lotion your skin. I have,
moisturize.
Do a mask. Men, do a mask. Don't be afraid.
I've never done a mask, Jace.
Do a mask.
Really?
Oh, I love doing a mask.
You know what? Let's have an episode. Guys, take notes.
Skincare.
Let's have a men's beauty episode.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm going to get a consultant,
yeah.
Not one of these people on Facebook that's running a pyramid scheme.
Nope,
and one of your friends that have a party.
Trying to sell you some agua,
Nobody.
Avocado spread for your face.
Yeah, I don't want anybody.
All of a sudden, I look over. Aaron's got avocado spread on his face eating toast.
I mean,
he's like, hey, man, you got to scrape it off at some point.
I misinterpreted, but I'm into it. That's fine.
Yeah, man. Do a charcoal mask.
Okay.
Do it, man. Do something.
So that's another episode.
Take
care of yourself. We're going to have a wrestling episode. We're going to have a men's beauty episode.
We're going to get manicures.
We're going to have some serious episodes coming up.
Not pedicures, though. I don't dig pedicures.
No?
No, I know. I should. I just
don't, I've never had a manicure or a pedicure.
I love a manicure. I think we've talked about this.
Should I get a manicure before March 3rd?
Let's do it together.
Oh, my God.
And Collier. We'll make Collier come, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Pre-show.
Good plan.
Well,
my kids.
You want a little gloss? I wouldn't put gloss on, though.
I'm not. What the?
You can put gloss on.
No.
I finished off with gloss before.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you.
But it's not so shiny. It's
well,
not
you
like
want
I'm putting
your,
on a thing.
You want your nails to twinkle in the light?
But that's what would happen to you.
Really?
You would grab. It would definitely, when you're holding the mic, you would shine.
Dude, I don't want to be on camera.
No,
I
get you a flat. We'll
I don't
want to
be on camera when my nails are showing a glint.
Look at this guy.
And then I'm going to get emails.
Look at this guy. He's talking about being this homegrown Pittsburgh comic, and he should be swinging an axe. He's up there with his. He should be making iron ore, whatever
we did here
in the 70s,
yeah, right.
60s. Yeah, but no, we'll go get manicures. I'm not
doing
petties,
though. I don't want people
from my
hometown watching my comedy special and be like, is his nail shiny? What the hell? Who do you think he is? Well, you think it's Holly? Hey, guess what this means?
Time to go pick his kids
go
up.
Go pick the kids up from school.
Oh, it was a good time.
They're excited. They're going to come home and sled ride all day.
Let's do it.
It's going to be.
I'm getting out of here before
uh-oh.
They get here.
Hold on a second before we leave.
Uh-oh, what's up?
Do we have a special announcement?
Breaking news.
Tell us the special announcement.
Why do you have fruit snacks?
Why did you get fruit snacks? Can you tell us?
You
went potty?
Here it comes. We're closing. Ready?
Abby's the potty princess. Who's the potty princess? Abby's the potty princess. Abby went potty on a potty, yeah.
Woo!
Potty princess,
that's
guys.
That's what we do, folks.
That's what you do.
That's what we're doing.
That's
here.
What being a dad is
snow
all about.
Snow days. Enjoy it.
Enjoy your snow day.
I'm getting out of here before the kids get here because I am not sled riding. I'm in a suit jacket. I got business to go
do.
I got to roll.
Jason, can I please just once get a video of you taking one run in a suit jacket?
Sled riding.
I want to get that video. It's going to be on my Instagram. No. I'm telling people right now it's going to be on my Instagram.
Nope.
Jason, you're going down once.
Nope.
I'll give you boots.
I don't.
You go down once.
I'm not. Listen.
Did you see that hill?
Do you know what can happen to me?
I know when you drove into my driveway.
You know what can happen to me? You know what can happen to me? I'll be laid up for a week.
Jason!
I'm an old man.
It's snow. It's fine.
No, it's not.
The biggest problem
is arthritis.
That your quads are going to hurt from walking up the hill.
No. I don't go. Oh, I thought you were saying that you have a quad to take me up the hill.
No.
I don't climb hills in the snow, bro.
Jason.
No, I got four-wheel drive. I'll drive up.
One run.
I'm driving up to the top of the hill.
And then you'll sled down.
Then I'm sledding down. And then you'll drive my truck back down to pick me up.
That's how grown men should go sled riding.
Go sled riding.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.